Hey, this is Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Prosperity TV. Randy Gage coming to you live and in color from San Diego, California, and we're talking about living your dreams. So I just have a few thoughts on here that I think would be helpful to you. And the first would be, you gotta chase your dreams, not somebody else's. We get so much programming at early ages from parents and coaches and teachers who are very well-meaning people, but sometimes they get us chasing after dreams that aren't really our dreams. Wonderful, seven generations of your family have been attorneys, or five generations of your family have been doctors, or both parents are professors and they would love for you to be a professor. If that isn't your dream, you're not going to be happy chasing after it. So let's make sure you know what dream you're after. Next thing is set your intention. Create the goal, the objective, the outcome. I really do believe everything at its ultimate level is energy vibrations, right? And energy can be attracted or energy can be repelled. And when you set your intention, I honestly believe you bend the universe to your will. The next thing I would say is know what the end looks like. In other words, be specific. If you say, well, I want to be happy, I want to be successful, I want to be rich, these are just generalizations, and there's no way for your subconscious mind to latch onto them and know what they're going to. So think of what is the specific outcome, what your dream would be. And then the next step in the process is to create a movie script of your perfect day. And you want to write this out. You want to be as detailed as possible. You want to involve all five of the senses. So you wake up in the morning, you feel the breeze blowing in the window, you smell the coffee percolating downstairs, you hear the birds chirping, you write out everything. What is the perfect day? The day you win the Best Actor Academy Award, the day your company goes public, the day you, whatever your dream is, you write out what that perfect day looks like then. And then you carry that script around you, in your purse, in your briefcase, so it's always close by. So when you're in line at the bank teller, you're waiting at a red light, anytime you got a minute or two, you could just go and look at that. And remember, every time you look at that, it reinforces into your subconscious mind. And that's what we want to do. We want to program your subconscious mind, because remember, the subconscious mind doesn't argue, doesn't analyze, it doesn't debate, just does whatever it is programmed to do. The other thing I would tell you about living your dream is be open to detours. In other words, balance making things happen with letting things happen. That sometimes there is just the universe has other ideas for you, and you have to be open with the mindset, this or something better. Create the outcome, be specific, go after it, get into action. But if you, I have a three strikes and you're out thing, because I'm a baseball guy. So if I'm doing something and three times in a row, the universe tells me, no, you're not going to do that, I kind of rethink and say, okay, maybe I should be modifying the plan. I should be changing the outcome, because obviously this isn't working what I'm doing. Here's the next thing, is the most important part of the process. You are going to get to a decision point. You're going to get to a place where you're going to have to take a risk with something. You're going to have to quit your job. You're going to have to make a bold declaration. You're going to have to risk losing money. You're going to have to risk somebody's affection. You're going to have to risk somebody's approval. You might have to risk society's approval. If you really believe in that dream, take the risk. Because more than anything else, I just hope at the end of your days, you don't die with your song left unsung. So that's my thoughts on living your dream. Let me know what you think and do me a favor. I'm taking a survey this week. I need billions of replies in the comments. I need to know. I'm on Periscope now. I've been doing a daily Periscope. A lot of you have joined me. I've seen you on there. I'm doing it pretty much Monday to Friday now. And I want to know, what do you want? How can I help you best? Do you like a weekly show like this on YouTube? Do you like the shorter, quick fix on Prosperity Daily? Would you like longer ones on Periscope, shorter ones on Periscope? Or are you one of the readers who loved it back when I wrote 5 blog posts a week and I pretty much did most of my stuff on the blog? It was just one show a week. Let me know, how can I help you the best? So please take 2 minutes, get below in the comments and tell me how you like to be served the prosperity information I have for you. YouTube channel here on Prosperity TV, Periscope, my written blog on randygage.com, or is it something else? Let me know, and until next time, peace, love you guys, and live rich.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Do me a favor and practice the circulation law of prosperity and tell people about Prosperity TV. So if you would, just put something up on your Tumblr, your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube. Let people know what you think of the Power of Prosperity Podcast. Even take a screenshot of your phone and maybe post that picture so we can build the community here at the podcast. Thanks, guys.